Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk to Talk Tuesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So glad you could spend, if not the entire live episode, of 60 minutes scheduled for this morning. If we need to, we'll broadcast. I'll continue to talk until 7, but most definitely you're here off of music. But I thank you if you can spend a few minutes with us this morning, our last entire episode. I know, excuse my voice, I need to drink some water. But it's time for Talk to Talk Tuesday. And feel free to call in at 714-409-0614, press 1 if you want to speak. If you just want to listen, just hold on. And if you have a Blog Talk Radio, this is a profile account, come into the chat room. We're always having fun in the chat room. And also remember, the talk is always entertainment and lifestyle stories. And Don't you love the music from the mainstream, indie, and underground artists and musicians? I do. Today we're going to talk about the arrival of Mississippi State Fair. I am in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, in the deep south of the United States of America. And you know, shout out to the international listeners. Tomorrow, the Mississippi State Fair will begin on the 3rd and conclude on Sunday, October the 14th. And also there's other things happening also this fall, right? You know, last Tuesday we talked about fall shopping deals, you know, how to really get the best deals and the best merchandise for the best price ever. And I just want to thank you. But let's continue this morning party, that's right, of information and fun, right, and encouragement. So thank you. Here's a PSA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow, that still is something. I can't hear enough of that information. So important to know. And today they say that 216 WAPT News reported that here in Mississippi we are experiencing more than 200 cases of the West Nile. You know, and not just the cases, but, you know, deaths also. So it's been something. So you would think with the weather changing, with the arrival of fall, that the West Nile cases throughout the country would reduce. But continue putting off on and taking good care of yourself in regards to all of this craziness. But here's Talk That Talk.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Wow. Those of you that are trying your best to quit smoking, I'm supporting you. Thank you for your support also, because like I said before, we all have our vices. Something, right, that we're working on, triumphing, and coming over it. And getting over it. So keep up the good work of, you know, getting your mind right, and your, and those of you that have quit cold turkey, those of you that, you know, is taking a reducing, I support you and keep up the great work. And again, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So guys and ladies, kids, I hope you are wearing your pink and buying pink idols like yesterday when I shared some places where you can know where your donations are going when you are shopping pink. I always talk about sport people, and I did not plan to talk about this morning. Right now, I was going to talk about how much fun I had on Friday, continuing talking about that at the Power Pink event. At the Baptist Medical Center that was sponsored by WLBT, because I have a wealth of information to share with you all. And I know you all like to share. You share with me, right? But I'm checking out smart people. And I always share advice from them and share information on my Facebook page and other social networking sites from smart people. I'm Dreamer Beth. My profile is Dreamer Beth at smartpeople.com. But there's a... Yesterday, they shared a woman's guide to breast cancer prevention with us, and it's tips to reduce your risk. And it's by Leanne Beattie, health and fitness writer with Smart People. And she talks about, it reads like this, almost 1 out of 9 women is expected to develop breast cancer. The second leading cause of cancer-related death in women. So far, researchers haven't found any foolproof way to prevent breast cancer except voluntary mastectomy, surgical removal of the breast, but women at extremely high risk. Short of taking the drastic step, the best way a woman can protect herself against breast cancer is by practicing early detection methods and by reducing known risk factors. If breast cancer is found and treated early, before it has spread beyond the breast, the 5-year survival rate is greater than 95%. Are you at risk? Over 200,000 women in the United States are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. Here are the common risk factors associated with the disease. Number 1, being female. Breast cancer is most prevalent in women, although men can develop the disease as well. Because Richard Roundtree, he had breast cancer once. While Caucasian women are more likely to develop breast cancer than African-American females, the death rates are 30% higher for African-Americans. Getting your period early, starting your period before the age of 12, increases your chances of developing breast cancer, possibly due to greater exposure to hormones over the course of lifetime. Next, your family history. Anyone in your immediate family, mother, sister, or daughter, has had breast cancer, you're also at greater risk. My eldest sister was diagnosed with breast cancer, which I have shared with you, in the early 80s when she was residing in Detroit. She and her husband and my niece, her only daughter, my eldest niece, who is 38 now, they had relocated to Dallas. But my sister passed away in January of 88. After, you know, breast cancer, after the surgery, after being, you know, taking chemo and so on, the cancer had resurfaced in her lung. And then in 88, before she passed away, like 2 weeks before she passed away, the doctors had revealed to her that it had surfaced in her bloodstream. But, you know, it's really important. It's one thing that they stress at the screenings on Friday, Power Pink event. How important one's family history is, you know, and I and others, you know, are kind of starting to say some people, you know, really disregard their family history, you know. Yeah, sometimes, you know, yeah, I can skip over, but it's good to know your family history. And to me, your bloodline also, you know. Breast cancer can run in families, but this does not mean you will automatically develop the disease. Genetic testing and counseling is available for women concerned about their risk. Late childbearing or no childbearing, becoming pregnant for the first time at age 26 or older, or never getting pregnant at all puts you at risk. In contrast, having multiple children reduces your risk of developing breast cancer, possibly because of protective hormonal changes that occur during pregnancy. Heavy drinking, while the occasional alcoholic drink is okay, consuming more than 2 drinks per day increases your chances of developing breast cancer. Women who consume 2 to 5 drinks each day are about 1.5 times more likely to develop breast cancer than women who don't drink. Smoking, especially at a young age. Studies have suggested that smoking at an early age can increase your risk of breast cancer. A study by Dan Cook, University College of Medicine in Korea, found that the breast cancer promoting effects of smoking were strongest in young women who had not yet had children. The risk may be lower after childbearing because by then breast cells have finished developing and are less vulnerable to carcinogens. I'm good at pronouncing certain words. I mean, you know, even large words, because I just love, there was a time when every day I made sure I learned 5 to 10 new words and their definitions daily. Honestly, young people, students, that is a good thing to do. Learn new words and their definitions outside of your studies at school. You'll be amazed how your vocabulary expands. Being overweight. Generally, obesity has been associated with increased breast cancer risk in postmenopausal women. But the amount of weight gain in adult life is a greater predictor of breast cancer risk than weight alone. According to a study from Morehead State University in Kentucky, the researchers found that women who gained more than 60 pounds between age 20 and menopause had a roughly 70% higher risk of breast cancer compared with women who gained fewer than 20 pounds. There was a 4% increase in risk for each 11 pounds gained as an adult. Whoa, I better drop these pounds, and I'm not alone. And then those of you that need to gain weight, you need to get a healthy weight. You need to eat healthy. And those of you that want to maintain your weight, stick to what you're doing. But, you know, you can always improve. eating a high-fat diet. In the largest study of its kind, researchers from the National Cancer Institute found that women who consumed the most fat, regardless of what type, were 15% more likely to develop breast cancer than women who ate the least fat. Hormone replacement therapy. Studies have shown a strong link between postmenopausal hormone replacement therapy, better known as HRT, and breast cancer. If you need HRT, talk to your doctor to determine your personal risk level. Protecting your pear, your boobs, your boobies, your breasts, some of you tatas. These 8 tips may help you cut your breast cancer risk. And I'm just amazed. I was taught how to correctly and properly do self-home breast exams numerous a times on Friday and in the brochures that were given to me, because I do check myself often, but finding out from the medical professions the proper way of doing it, you know, it's really neat. So here at the SparkPeople.com article, it states, check out your breasts. Performing breast self-exams, BSEs, regularly once a month can help with early detection. When breast cancer is detected early, less aggressive treatment is needed, and the chance of survival is higher. Ask your doctor to show you how to examine your breasts properly. And then also, SparkPeople have a breast self-exam video, so check out the site. You all know I'm have it posted on, it's on my Facebook page right now, and I also have it at LinkedIn, I believe. Maintain a healthy weight, and if you're overweight, lose it. Keeping your weight in a healthy BMI range can have a protective effect. Why? Because being overweight increases your body's levels of estrogen, a hormone that plays a key role in the development of breast cancer. And I talked to you all about my BMI. Oh, my God. Definitely working. Get a mammogram. If you're 40 or older, regular mammograms will help detect breast cancer, especially lumps that are too small to detect during a self-exam. And then breastfeed your babies. Nursing isn't just good for babies. It benefits moms, too. One study by the University of Southern California, USC, found that breastfeeding seems to lower the risk of breast cancer, even in women who have their children later in life. As more women choose to delay childbearing until after age 25, breastfeeding should be encouraged to provide protection against the hormones that can contribute to the development of breast cancer. And then 5, eat your vegetables and fruits. Now, that's for all of us, men, women, kids. Eating at least 7 servings of fruits and vegetables each day will supply your body with cancer-fighting phytochemicals. You'll get the most protection from cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. I love all of those. Dark leafy greens, collards, kale, and spinach. One of my friends, she's always called another one of my friends, kale and spinach, citrus fruit, berries, cherries, and pomegranates. Choose the right fats. Today, our diets contain a lot of unhealthy fats. Omega-6 is found in sunflower, safflower, corn, and cottonseed oils. Saturated fats and trans fats and too few healthy fats, omega-3s from fish and monounsaturated fats and nuts. Reverse the trend. Decrease your consumption of the bad stuff and start eating more heart-healthy fats to protect your breast. And 7, keep moving. You know exercise is good for you, but did you know it can also reduce your risk of breast cancer? Studies by Women's Health Initiative found that women who walked briskly for just 1 to 1.5 hours each week reduced their risk for breast cancer by 18%. And see, that's something we talk about every Monday, right? As I share excerpts from the Walk Off the Wake book written by Michelle Stanton, Prevention's Fitness Director. And then there are so many tips out there. And that was advice that our Aunt Terry shared with me at Friday's event. Cut the risk of invasive breast cancer by 20% and the risk of early-stage breast cancer by 31% compared to women who exercise less than 30 minutes a day. When it comes to cancer prevention, experts agree that duration, length of your workouts, and consistency are more important than intensity. Now, my return to the gym on Friday, I worked out for right at 2 hours, and pretty good workout. So it's the duration of your workouts and consistency that are more important than intensity. So remember that. Know when to see your doctor. Besides your annual gynecological checkups, visit your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following symptoms in your breast: a lump, hard knot, a thickening, swelling, warmth, redness, or darkening, dimpling, or puckering of the skin, an itchy, scaly sore or rash on the nipple, a pulling in of your nipple or other area of the breast, sudden nipple discharge, or new pain in one spot that doesn't go away. So check it out. Check out if you're a Facebook friend of mine or LinkedIn connection or tweet with me, check out my info. Or if not, you know, really you should be Smart People is all about healthy living. So you should get on Smart People and create a profile so you learn so much about increasing your healthy lifestyle at that website. Very good information always. And guess what, you guys? I'm super excited. You know, Belinda's coming back tomorrow, so we'll be talking about the new products with Slumber Party. So visit her website if you haven't already, those of you that are 18 and older, for Matters of the Heart Wednesday. You know, we'll be talking about the topic of the day also is the size matter. But on October the 15th, I'm super excited, finally confirmed, my friend Neil Stakar, successful real estate investor, entrepreneur based in Chicago. He would be guest on October the 15th. So you all put that down, especially those of you that want to know more about real estate investing and really want to hear Neil's story of how he became such a successful. He and his team have become so successful in real estate investing and also been successful entrepreneurs and encouraging others to become successful also. So he and I have been Facebook friends since I got on Facebook, and I guess he and I got on Facebook around the same time, early 2008. I got on Facebook like late 2007. I had to think about it when my friend, one of my med BFLs, and who's my accountant also, sent me the invite. And, you know, more than 5,000 friends later, and well, I have two Facebook pages and fan pages. I've just been having a hoot on Facebook. It's definitely a great marketing and effective networking tool. But Neil, add him, send him a friend request. Tell him I sent you. Check out his work. They're doing great things in the metropolitan area of Chicago and also in other cities that they collaborate with. But I'm super excited. Can you not hear it in my voice? When we had talked about him being a guest in late spring, his mother, and I feel his pain. His mother passed away, and so you know, and he's a busy guy and he works hard, but you know, we all miss our loved ones when they're lost to death. And you know, sometimes you can really become close to your friends on and offline, even to their families. So, you know, I even miss his mom and seeing pictures and seeing things that they have been doing. But, you know, he's ready and it's confirmed. He's going to come and talk with us about his career as a successful, not just a real estate investor, but a very successful real estate investor. And he will be talking about his story and also, again, sharing with us advice on being successful entrepreneurs ourselves. And I'm just super excited, and I just want to let you all know that on October the 15th, during regular time at 5:30 a.m., Neil Stakar will be guest. And, again, you can friend him on Facebook and also on LinkedIn at Neil Stakar. N-E-I-L, last name T-H-A-K-K-A-R. And he's on Twitter also @Neil_T. Okay? So we'll be talking more with you about Neil. And like I told him, I love talking about him and mentioning him. So I had just been waiting for this day to get confirmation of him being a guest in the near future, and looking forward to the many of you that are in the behind-the-scenes aspect of the music industry being guests also. I've spoken with production engineers that would like to be guests and would share advice on how to be successful production engineers. And that's important to know, you know, really. And, you know, and probably would share tips on how you can find your own very good, talented production engineer. You know, so that's just amazing. So remember that if you work in real estate investing, or you would like to know about real estate investing, or if you have questions to ask Neil, please mark that on your calendar and tune in and create a listener profile if you would like to chat also. Because I did recommend for Neil to create a listener profile, so he can also chat with you all in the chat room as we are talking on Monday, October the 15th, in actually a little less than 2 weeks. But again, I thank you for spending time with me this morning. And let's go ahead and listen to some more music. And today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you also. And happy anniversary. And if you're not going through, you know, if you're going through something that's like blah, my prayers are definitely with you. Blah moments. We can all do without, right? Remember, the first presidential debate is going on tomorrow also. Those of you that care and are interested, remember that. On Wednesday night, October the 3rd, will be the first presidential debate between President Obama and former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. Here's Talk That Talk.
Yeah. To her, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big home. I sell out arenas, I call that getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. You're spending money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
to me, yeah. Cops that talk to me, yeah. Thank you to those of you that really want to hear my own musical projects and hear more of my poetry and my and songwriting and production. Thank you, and thank you to those of you that seriously and effectively network with me and want to work with me, as in I repping you in booking, managing, so on. So thank you for the encouragement, because for years I know I've been talking about the project, my musical project, my alternative rock project. And so, Purple Bizarre Love Fest, you know. So thank you. You know, Miss Beth Nelson is like a nickname I've had since I was a little girl, and it's my stage name, you know. And that's the name that my friends, sent my Facebook page originally in 2007. My friends sent it to my, my stage name. That's my Purple Peeps name. And, you know, I do have another Facebook page to market my Mark business, and it's Beth Mark Girl Rep. But thank you to those of you that want to hear more of my, not just see my designs and my fashion sketches and see my apparel come to life, but those of you that really want to hear my music and hear my lyrics and hear my songs. And, like, you know, there are artists out there that I want to hear sing my songs, sing my lyrics and poetry. So thank you to those of you that are music lovers and art fellow artists and musicians also out there that want to hear more. So I better get on it and get to work, right? But thank you so much. That's really cool. It's all about us supporting one another. But it's Kelly Ripa's birthday. Speaking of birthdays, I'm saying happy birthday to everyone. Actress and talk show host Kelly Ripa, Live with Kelly and Mike, of ABC's Live with Kelly and Michael, turns 42 today. So happy birthday to Kelly Ripa. She's one of my favorite. And looking at a picture of her wearing purple. She and her husband, Marcus Swallows, one of my favorite couples. I love that couple so much. They're one of my favorites. Mars Wills, baseball player, is 80 today. Rex Reed, movie critic, is 74. Don McLean, singer-songwriter, 67. Annie Lee Bovitz, celebrity photographer, 63. That woman, no, she is an awesome photographer. Mike Rutherford, rock musician of Genesis, 62. Lorraine Bracco, actress of Sopranos. Boy, that woman is cool. 58. Freddie Jackson, he's a Facebook friend of mine, so I need to look at my birthday list on my Facebook page. Freddie Jackson, R&B singer, wow. 54, Dana Novotna, is that how you pronounce her name? She's a Tennis Hall of Famer, and she's 44. She's my age. Happy birthday, Tiffany. Tiffany, still got it going on. Tiffany and Debbie Gibson, couple of my faves from the 80s, still doing their thing. Tiffany is 41. I was a mall brat, so Tiffany and Debbie Gibson, you know, they were popular among those of us that were mall brats. Medissa, I was working at the mall too, you know, Tiffany was hot. Gospel singer, American Idol, 36. And rock singer, musician Sting is 61 years old today. So happy birthday, Sting. Oh my God. I would love to see the Police reunite, wouldn't you? It would be so awesome. In 1950, The Comic Strip Peanuts by Charles Schulz was first published. The Twilight Zone debuted on CBS 1959. After Rock Hudson died at age 59 after a battle with AIDS, I remember that. In 2000, the International Space Station got its first residence as an American astronaut, and two Russian cosmonauts arrived aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule for a four-month stay. In 2002, a man was shot and killed in a grocery store parking lot in Wheaton, Maryland, the first victim in a series of sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area that left 10 dead. And in 2006, a man took a group of girls hostage in an Amish schoolhouse in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, killing five and wounding five others before committing suicide himself. And, yes, Now, there's a quote that I like. What's the difference between a white snake and a black snake? No difference, because they both bite. Whose quote was that? Thurgood Marshall's quote. One of my favorite quotes. Today in history, on October the 2nd, 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, becoming the first African-American to serve on the High Court. Again, on October the 2nd, 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, becoming the first African-American to serve on the High Court. African-Americans, blacks worldwide, make history daily. So it's good that we have Black History Month in February, but history is being made every day. In 1869, political and spiritual leader Gandhi was born in Porbandar, India. And, I used to love drawing of Groucho Marx when I was a little girl. In 1890, comedian Groucho Marx was born in New York. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke that left him partially paralyzed. And in 1944, Nazi troops crushed the two-month-old Warsaw Uprising, during which 250 people were killed. I mean, I shared all these history facts with you all, and that's courtesy of Associated Press and the DallasNews.com newsletter. Oh, man, that's amazing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Cowboys, I know you all probably saying, she's not saying anything about the Cowboys. I didn't see the game, but I heard the news that the Cowboys did not win last night's game. Here's David Hamilton. Gonna hold you, and then after that we're gonna talk about the fair, Mississippi State Fair. I'm super excited. I missed going to the fair the past couple of years, but I don't plan to miss this year. I'm even volunteering at the fair on Thursday.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin while we're sleeping. Gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes, kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
You're the stars and moon should disappear in the darkness.
Darkness, you can't see things clear.
I'm gonna hold you. Love that song. Okay, before talking about the fair, I just come across an interesting article at HuffPost Technology, and it's authored by Jerry Smith, and it reads, the headline is White House Hack and Cyber Attack That Used Spear Phishing to Crack Unclassified Network. Now, many of you might have already checked out this article, but I just cannot, I want to share this. Hackers breached an unclassified computer network used by the White House, but did not appear to have stolen any data. A White House official said Monday, the hackers breached the network by using a technique known as spear phishing, in which they target victims who have access to sensitive computer networks by sending personalized emails that appear to come from trusted sources. Once the victims click on the bogus attachment or link, the hackers can install malicious software on the PCs to spy on users and steal data. A White House official declined to comment on what data resided on the network, but emphasized it did not contain any classified information. These types of attacks are not infrequent, and we have mitigation measures in place, the White House official who asked not to be identified told the Huffington Post. In this instance, the attack was identified. The system was isolated, and there is no indication whatsoever that any exfiltration of data took place. Moreover, there was never impact or attempt to breach of any classified system. The cyber attack on the White House network occurred last month and breached a network used by the White House military office. According to the Washington Free Beacon, which first reported the story, the office provides military support for White House functions, including food service, presidential transportation, medical support, and hospitality services, according to the White House website. It was not the first time that hackers have targeted the White House computer system or its employees. In 2008, Chinese hackers reportedly broke into a White House computer network and obtained emails between government officials. Last year, hackers based in China broke into Google Gmail accounts belonging to employees working in the White House, according to the Wall Street Journal. Spear phishing isn't new, but it is becoming increasingly sophisticated, according to the security firm McAfee. Simply look at any high-profile attack in the news, and you will see that the initial vector of compromise is almost always spear phishing email, the firm said in a report last year. Earlier this year, President Barack Obama pushed for legislation to make computer networks more secure from cyber attacks, but Congress failed to pass a cybersecurity bill this summer after Republicans opposed the bill, siding with business lobbyists who claimed that any security standards would unfairly settle businesses with costly regulations. In response, the Obama administration has been circulating an executive order that will bypass Congress to accomplish the president's goals of securing the country from the risk of a computer-based attack. Wow. Interesting story. Check it out. I have it on Facebook. Tweet it out also. But wow. And that's HuffPost Technology. Man, oh, man. It's very, very, very interesting. So after this next song, we will definitely talk Mississippi State Fair because time is running out. Here's my friend Jay Williams, Ill I Am, Keros. All I know is that he's an awesome artist based in Evansville, Indiana, and he is just so cool.
Do you resent the fact that people make a special deal out of you perhaps becoming a white champion in a black-dominated sport?
I mean, yo, I'll fuck up anybody. It don't matter, white, black, I'll fuck you up, you know? Big kids like us need a lot of space to play. I'm blown face away. Cut your head off of a snake and save the rattle. For all the people that told me I never amount to nothing. It's all good, baby, baby. I carry the cross. Been a long time. Been a long time coming. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me.
Here,
I am.
finding out that in fact we came back. We were always coming back.
It was written. Yes, it was back.
Right now I'm checking out You know, I was just going to, I had posted the fair schedules and the special events like concerts and so on my Facebook page. But right now I'm checking out the Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce website. The Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce covers the departments of the Ag Museum, the Fair Commission, the Farmers Market, Animal Health, Ag Theft, Plant Industry, Market Development, and Regulatory Services. You can get agency information, information regarding the bureaus and departments, publications and forms, resources, contact, and site map at this website. And I'm checking out the Mississippi State Fair Commission page. And, of course, you all, those of you who don't know, Billy Orr is the executive director and can be reached. And he's been all over the news recently with the arrival of the fair. P.O. Box is 892 Jackson, Mississippi, 39205. And he can be telephoned at 601-961-4000. And the fax number is 601-354-6545. I'm just going to give you a little background regarding the Mississippi State Fair Commission before I talk about the arrival of the fair. The fair is already up and ready, and today people who are seeking jobs can go to the fair and seek jobs. I had heard last week there was a certain gate to go to those that wanted to work at the fair. I have friends that work at the fair. When I heard that last week, I thought about, well, I should go work at the fair. But I know 16 announced earlier in their broadcast that you can, those that want to work at the fair can go to different vendors today and inquire about jobs. But I will be volunteering on Thursday at the Mississippi Republican Party's booth on early Thursday. I don't know if I should be putting all that on blast, but it is what it is. But here's some background regarding Mississippi State Fair Commission. The Mississippi Fairgrounds Complex covers, so if you're at the fair on Thursday morning, come by and say hi to me also. The Mississippi, the Madison County GOP committee will be gathering on Wednesday night, and so I'll give you all information regarding that also. It's going to be a watch party, you know, a debate watch party, so, you know. And everyone, the Democrats, oh, you want me to broadcast and talk about your community events? I will talk about your community events. I've talked with politicians and have invited politicians to come on, you know, regardless of your party affiliation, because you all know I vote across the line, right? Come on. We all need to know what you want to talk about, what you want us to know. But back to Mississippi State Fair Commission. The Mississippi Fairgrounds Complex covers over 100 acres and hosts more than 700 event days per year, with various facilities for exhibitions, trade, and consumer shows. You'll find all the elements to make a truly successful event, along with Mississippi's tradition of hospitality. The complex is an integral part of beautiful downtown Jackson, where the charm of the Old and New South blends to form a modern city with a wealth of activities and cultural attractions. The Fairgrounds Complex is truly one of the South's most inviting locations for practically any attraction or event. And again, the 2012 Mississippi State Fair is scheduled from October the 3rd to 14th also. And then there's a Mississippi State Fair premium book, and then I'm going to go over the admissions and the schedule with you all. But let me check out this info regarding the premium book, which many of you probably want to know about. It's not coming. Well, I had to get it from another source. Okay, here we go. The contact information for Mississippi State Fair is 601-961-4000. And the fair is always at the fairgrounds. And that is where the Mississippi Coliseum is located. Mississippi State Fairgrounds are located in Jackson, Mississippi. The annual Mississippi State Fair begins the first Wednesday in October each year and runs for 12 days. The Mississippi State Fair is one of the South's major fairs with 673,098 attendees in 10. And I think last year broke a record. The Mile Long Midway free major entertainment, livestock shows, and 120,000 square feet of exhibits are the main attractions. The Mississippi State Fairground has undergone $21.5 million renovation. For information on a booking for the fair in October, contact the fairgrounds office in March. So for next year's fair, contact the office by March at 601-961-4000 or fax 601-354-6545. So that's if you want to be involved with the fair. Every year, contact the fair no later than March so you can get on. Because I know they announced the performers early on. And other future events would be, wow, that's a lot of future events. We have Mistletoe Marketplace coming up in November, from November the 7th through the 10th. Bratless Gift Retail on Wheels Tour is on the 13th. Disney Ice Treasure Trove will be 15th through the 18th. Jehovah Witnesses Convention is going to be held there on the 24th and 25th. Chimneyville Crafts Festival will be held there in December. Be the Mississippi MSU versus Central Arkansas men's basketball game. So those are future events that will be at the Coliseum or at the Trademark itself. So many of you want to know more about the fair, though. So I just wanted to give you a little background info, because this is an agriculture state also, and just wanted to give you some information regarding the fair. But let me pull up this schedule for you. And Mississippi State Fair has a Facebook page also at Mississippi State Fair. I know 16 is giving away tickets also. And I have the information in my mind, but I don't want to give you the wrong information. And I have information all over my Facebook page also. But again, annual fair includes livestock, shows, rides, food, games. I have loved the fair since I was a baby. Okay. Wednesday from 5 until 11 would be pay one price of $25 for a limited ride. Regular fare admission required. Ride-a-thon would be on Friday, October the 4th and Friday, October the 12th. From 10 p.m. until 1 a.m., pay one price of $20 for unlimited rides. Regular fare admission required. Rides not included in any specials of the Sky Ride and the Giant Fly. Ride Survivor on Monday, October the 9th, from 12 noon to 10, pay one price of $25 for unlimited rides. Regular fare admission required. Rides not included in any specials are the Sky Ride and the Giant Ride. Now, I'm getting this information right quick from the Jackson Free Press, but a lot of information I have posted on my page comes directly from the fair. Family Day Ride Specials. Tuesday and Wednesday, October the 9th and 10th, you can ride all the rides you want for $25 from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Regular fare admission required. Rides not included in any specials. Sky Ride and the Giant Slide. And the Last Blast, which is the last day. That's a fun day to go to the fair, too. October the 14th is your last chance to ride all the rides you want for the low, low price of $25 from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. Regular fare admission required. Rides not included in any specials. The Sky Ride and Giant Slide. Kids' Day is Friday, October the 5th, and Friday, October the 12th, from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Ride for one less coupon. Regular fare admission required. There's a weekday admission special, free admission and parking to the fair on weekdays from 11 until 1. Trust for advanced gate admission tickets. Okay. And something that started on September the 1st was that you can purchase 6 regular tickets for $18, a $30 value, available at all Trustmark full-service offices throughout the state and the Coliseum box office until 5 p.m., on tomorrow, October the 3rd. Admission tickets printed courtesy of Trustmark National Bank. So you got to remember, you have until tomorrow evening, Wednesday, 5 p.m., to purchase 6 regular tickets for $18, a $30 value available at all Trustmark full-service offices throughout the state and the Coliseum box office. And then the regular admission is adults and children 6 and over are $5. Children under 6 for free. Car parking, $5. Bus parking, $10. Bus load per person, $4. And there's free admission, remember, parking on weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1. That's lunchtime. So some of you can spend your lunch hour at the fair. Go in and eat your lunch. Get you some lunch at the fair from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free parking and free admission. So you just go in and sightsee, get you something to snack on, and check out the rides, you know? So that's pretty cool. And ride tickets, 4 coupons are $5. 22 coupons are $25. And 55 coupons are $60. So that's amazing. Amazing info right there. So that's real cool. Real cool. So I'm just, if it sounds like I'm pausing, I'm putting my number in for information to be sent to my cell phone. But that's amazing. I hope that helps you out. You can visit Jackson Free Press. You can visit my Facebook page. You can visit Mississippi State Fair and visit respective of your favorite media outlet pages also. Like I said before, 16 is giving away tickets right now. So that's awesome. Well, I know many of you are like me. We're all pretty much the same. We want to know the price of things. We want to know the cost, the admission, the parking, et cetera. And it's good to know that before going out so you will know. Some of us have unlimited budgets. Even those that I know can have unlimited budgets like to budget. So it's good to know, okay, this is my budget for this and that. And especially those that make multiple trips to the fair. Good to know, well, I'm going to the fair to eat. I'm going to the fair to sightsee. I'm going to the fair to strictly ride. I'm going to the fair just period. Right now I'm on the fair's Facebook page. And so all you have to do is go to their Facebook page and like their Facebook page. And it's an awesome page. And some of the common questions that they have posted from the Mississippi State Fair Commission's website, mdac.statement.mississippi.us. These are common questions. This is on the Mississippi State Fair's Facebook page. Common questions regarding the fair. 1, what are the ride ticket prices? 4 coupons, $5. 22 coupons, $25. 55 coupons, $60. 2, where's the coloring page? There's not a coloring page this year. There will be a trick or treat night instead on October the 3rd and 9th. 3, when do they start charging at the gates? During the weekdays, the gates will begin charging at 1. On weekends, the gates begin charging at 9. On Saturdays and 10 a.m. on Sundays. Is there a Mississippi State Fair pageant this year? No, we will not be hosting a pageant. Oh, some of us love, we love pageants. 5, do you have to pay for parking? Yes, parking on Mississippi State Fairgrounds is $5. Businesses outside the fairgrounds charge their own rates for parking and is not controlled by the Fair Commission. 6, how much are home or armbands? Armband rates are different for each special. Please check our website for more information. And that's what I was talking about when I was talking about 20 and 25 specials, like the Ride-A-Thon days. Can I bring a wagon for my children? Yes. What time are the concerts? Most concerts begin at 7:30. And also, there's do I have to pay gate admission if I'm buying an armband? Yes. Gate admission is not included in the cost of the armband. 10, when do the rides begin? Again, please check the website for the times that the riots will begin each day. And visit the website MississippiFair.net for information regarding the fair. And the website is msfair.net, msfair.net, for information regarding the fair. And they said we are not able to check the Facebook page very often this week, so the best way to find out the information to your questions is via the website. So that is amazing, 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 amazing. Yes. So I hope this right here has been helpful, just sharing some basic information regarding the fair. Tomorrow I'll talk about the performers that are coming. Keith Sweat, Tender, In Vogue, Loretta Lynn, just a few of the acts that will be performing at those concerts that are scheduled for 7:30. You know, so, you know, again, thank you. And you all, Rose Drum, please. Many of my fellow Prince lovers already know this, but October the 11th, shout out to Richard Cranmore and Barbara and all these other purple peeps on Facebook. And also shout out to Dr. Funkenberry, who definitely keeps us informed with everything and all things Prince. And also Prince.org, which is an organization I love so much, unofficial Prince website filled with love Prince fans and supporters and lovers. Prince and his protege, Andy Ello, will be guests on the Jimmy Kimmel Show next Thursday, October the 11th. Can't wait. They're definitely performing. I hope it's a sit-down interview also. You know, I talked about on Facebook, I said, and I told my mom too, I said, now Prince probably will appear on Jimmy Kimmel and or Jay Leno, most definitely. And when he appeared on The View, I said, we're going to see him on Jimmy Kimmel or Leno. You know, last year we had George Lopez Tonight, which is, you know, we don't now. But we will see Prince and his protege, Andy Ello, next Thursday, October 11th. On the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Like some of my friends say, that your DVRs, your TiVos and all that good stuff. You know, I'm adding the TiVos and all. But Prince will be live in full effect on October the 11th on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And it's going to be all awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, we are super excited, those of us in the purple world who live a purple life. I know, I'm just having fun. But hey, we are super excited. my friend, SoundCloud.com. Again, the OMG, Obama Must Go, Madison County Republican Executive Committee debate watch party is tomorrow night, of course, during the debate, and it's show your OMG spirit and support Governor Romney, and $10 covered. Hamburger bar, catch bar only. Get your Romney and Ryan stuff at Burgers and Blues. Romney and Ryan, visit MittRomney.com. Burgers and Blues is an awesome restaurant. I haven't eaten there yet, but I have met people that work there. And Burgers and Blues, which you all know Burgers and Blues, two of my favorite things combined. You never know, though. I might go tomorrow night, but I doubt if I'm going to get my sleep so I can be ready to broadcast the show and plus volunteer at the Pacific Republican Party's booth at the fair. But that's going to be a fun event, and the cash bar is $10. And Burgers and Blues is located at 1060 East Cataline Road, Suite 22 in Ridgeland. And, again, it begins at 7 p.m. on October the 3rd. It is a watch party. You can RSVP with Corey Wilson at 601-212-4748 or Veronica Naylor at 601-624-1589 or email her at bgnaylor919@msn.com. Wow. So I'm just looking at comments of different friends. For different friends posts on my Facebook page. Here are some of the response to the flyer that I have posted on my Facebook page. Sorry for four more years coming up. Why makes you think that? Just curious. One of my friends from the UK, Mitt Romney, has made a complete fool of himself. If he wins, I'll be a billionaire by the end of the week. Another one of my friends, real-life friends, the above comment, enough said. Another one of my friends, a real good friend of mine, I see enough of that racial ASS, negative New World Order, Republican on TV. Now I get to see it on my Facebook page, too. Then the same longtime friend of mine said that Bush made his counterparts, oil buddies, armies, companies, et cetera, CEOs and stockholders richer than belief. Their families are financially set for generations to come. Generations. There are so many people out here willing to lose everything under a Republican president to see a capable person of color do a decent job running the government. So those are the comments that are under the poster that I posted on my page. Those are comments. And I love some civil conversation. It's good for us to have civil conversations regarding our views. And so those are the comments that have been shared just by me posting an event for a debate watch party. So I just wanted to share that with you all, with the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You know, I didn't share any names because if they want to come on the show, they can call in. And these are people that are only my Facebook friends, but they're real-life friends also. But, again, Prince, October the 11th, Jimmy Kimmel Show. That is going to be a fun, fun broadcast for real. Can't wait. Well, here's Andre Simone. We'll conclude the show with Andre Simone and maybe another song. It's Andre Simone with an awesome song that was inspired to be written, the president himself, Barack Obama, inspired America.
Yeah.
song, America. It's a cool song, really. So, you know, hey, I love Andre Simone. I do love the president. I've been Republican because I before I even knew who Obama was. And one person wasn't so proud to see us making history. I'm talking about people of color. Me. Oh, my God. But, again, I responded and thanked my friends. I said, Happy Tuesday, everyone. I shared an event to a political debate watch party on my own wall. I like to share info from the White House, President Obama, and from the party I belong to, the GOP party. I've been a political enthusiast since my childhood, and I vote across the line when I can, since I am a registered Repub. Thanks for your feedback and your responses. It's fun to have civil convo, you know. So, again, thank you all, and here's America the Beautiful from Imprint, who is based in the UK. And I need to go get my exercise on this morning because I got to take care of myself, you know. Got to drop that BMI, drop those pounds, and take care of my blood pressure, you know, because I do want to increase my years and want to be an example. And, you know, I'm really appreciating God allowing me to see okay, there was a time in your life you needed to gain weight, now you need to lose weight. So it's old-fashioned, good, healthy living, living a healthy lifestyle filled with exercise and eating healthy and interacting with others. Like yesterday when I talked, shared information from DianeWise.com, it's important to interact with your loved ones, family, and friends. But here's America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful and poison whore, by terror you do reign. Destroy and all done in
again, thank you for listening to Talk That Talk Tuesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. ULTRE@yahoo.com. I appreciate worldwide listeners and supporters. Worldwide. Really, thank you so much. And follow me at Pinterest at Pinterest.com/KULTRESHOK Beth. And thank you to all my new online friends from LinkedIn to MySpace to Facebook to Twitter, my new followers at Twitter. Shout out to Joe Horn, 87, former Saints, who is an entrepreneur himself, has his own barbecue. Thank you for following Culture Shock Inc. this past weekend. Looking forward to networking with you. I missed you when you visited the Jackson, Mississippi area a few weeks ago when you stopped by Walmart stores, but definitely want to know more about your barbecue sauce because I love barbecue sauce. I ate a portion control yummy barbecue hamburger on yesterday for lunch and fries. And my mom and I, we love barbecue, and a lot of my friends love to grill. So definitely want to talk with you. So thank you for following me. I was checking out my emails, and I got contacted that, you know, via my email. You know how you get alerted when you have a new follower, like Joe Horn 87. I was like, woohoo, Joe Horn 87, promoting his barbecue sauce. And Who Dat Nation, that's like a veteran Who Dat Nation teammate following you. So big shout out to the NFL, period, and also and all athletes. Looking forward to the start of the NBA also. But tomorrow, Wednesday, we're talking Matters of the Heart, and Belinda Bostic will be returning. So 18 and over, you want to talk romance and intimacy and all that good stuff, and the topic will be Does Size Matter? You know, spend some time with us, okay? If not, see you during next broadcast, and you can always catch archive shows from the beginning, March 21st, 2011, when it all started right here on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to the staffers, my BTR cohorts, those that I loved listening to before becoming a host myself here, like Little Flip when he had his Flatboard radio station, and Brian Cuban, Revolution Rant, Sexy India, who broadcasts not only on Saturdays, but she has a brunch show on Sundays, and also I think she's been broadcasting almost like every day here at blogtalkradio.com, India Morrell. And I have so many favorite shows. Ebony Empress, she will be broadcasting later on today, and you know she's traveling to the U.S. for the first time, visiting Miami on tomorrow, and she'll be broadcasting her show on Thursday from Miami. So just a big shout out to longtime supporters and new supporters. You're awesome and you definitely rock. And it sure has been a blast. And the show went overtime of the 90 minutes. So, but again, you all have a blessed day and I really thank you so much. Here's another former bandmate of Prince and the show. It's ending now until tomorrow. Here's Brown Mark.
bones in the closet from the iron chain. Don't wanna make the same mistake, too much pain. Grew up in the chaos, heaven is the nest. Looking for a pipe dream, jacket for the finished dress. One time for the master crime, a root for this guy from the last time. Don't know, didn't know if he could let her in. He didn't want it in the back, in the back end. Didn't understand where his anger came from. Blamed it on his mother cause she wouldn't fight the demons.